it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Happy hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 and 2.
Genesis, origin, ni ogo, esekini, ati ikeji.
Genesis 18, verses 1 and 2.
Genesis, origin, ni ogo, esekini, ati ikeji.
And the Lord appeared unto him, that's Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, at his start, in the tent door in the heat of the day.
Oluwati paraha elei ni Abraham ani ni ni igbo mamre ohun ti joko le enu ona go ni imoru ojo.
And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground.
O ti gbe ju re soke o wo ti kiesi akunrin meta duro ni eba odo re.
And then from verse 9 to 14. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door which was behind him.
O si wipe emi o tun pada to wa nitoto ni woye amodun ikiyesi Sarah aya re yo li omokunrin kan Sarah si igbo li enu ona go ti o wa leyin okunrin na.
And I'm decreeing this morning that by the next convention you will bring your children.
Mo pa lase ni owuro yi.
Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?
Nitori na Sara rerin ninu ago re o wipe leyin igba ti mo di ogologbo tan emi o ha le ayo ati Oluwa mi si di ogologbo pelu.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?
Oluwa si wi fun Abraham pe nitori kini Sara se rerin wipe emi o ha bimo nitoto eni to ti gbo tan.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
O God, shoro fun Oluwa ni akoko ti ada emi o pada to wa ni woye amodun Sarah yo si li omokunrin kan.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
ni oruko nla ti Jesu Kristi,
by next August,
nigba ti o video osu kejo odun to nbo,
you will bring your children forward. Abraham had some visitors of joy.
Abraham ni awon alejo ayo kan.
Three of them actually.
Meta ni won ni pato.
Which is why I have a feeling within me that somebody might end up with triplets.
Idire to bi ni molara kan ninu mi pe o se se gara won ti o bi beta meta lanti lanti.
Now on that day that Abraham had his visitors of joy, several things happened. The first thing that happened was that the heavens opened. Because God is in heaven. That's where his throne is.
Ibi ti itere wa re.
That's where he lives.
Ibi to n gbere.
And for him to come down to visit somebody, heavens must open. Because there are doors and windows in heaven. And so before God can come down from heaven, heavens must open. And whenever heavens open, the, over the person over which the heaven is open, the deepest desire of that fellow will always be granted. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15. Elijah said to Elisha, what do you want? What is your greatest desire? Elisha said, I want a double portion of your power. Elijah said, you have asked for a hard thing. But if you see me, when the heavens open, when I'm about to be taken away, that thing you desire the most will be given unto you. There's somebody here today. You want a boy and a girl. You will get them. There is somebody here today. You want to start with two boys. You will get them. And maybe there is even one here who wants two boys and a girl. You will get them. Because when heavens open, the greatest desire of any person's heart will be granted. And this will remember the Congress that was entitled Open Heavens. That is where a lady who had been barren for years got four children at a go. Three boys and a girl. They are all grown now. Healthy and strong. Your own testimony will be the next. So that day when Abraham was going to get his visitors of joy, the first thing that happened was the heavens opened. And the heavens will open over somebody today.
Amen.
The second thing was that God got up. Because they said God is seated on his throne. And if God is going to go on a journey, he has to get up first. And the Bible tells me in Psalm 68, verse 1 to 3. 68. Verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, let God arise. And his enemies will scatter. The Almighty God is going to get up for somebody here today. And all the enemies that have been standing in the way of your fruitfulness will be scattered. The Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10. He said the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. One of the weapons of the destroyer is to make people barren. Someone was talking only about 2 weeks ago. He said, she is the last son in the family, the only son in the family. And if he doesn't have a child,
don't worry, I see him.
That means the name of that family is going to perish. There is a weapon in the hand of the destroyer. And that is to make barren. But today, when God arises, every destroyer will scatter in Jesus' name. So, God opened the heavens, and then he got up, and then the next thing was that he began to move. And when God begins to move, the Bible made it clear that obstacles will give way. In Psalm 114 verse 3, the Bible says, when the Red Sea saw God coming, he split into two. He cleared out of the way. Suddenly there was a way where there was no way before. There are some of us, they said our tubes are blocked. Some of us, they said the womb had been shut. There are some of us, they said there's no way we can ever have a child. But I know somebody called the way. According to John 14 verse 6. John 14 verse 6. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. So this morning, because somebody is going to have a visitor of joy, where there was no way before, there will be a way now. I've told you the story before. My wife and I had three children before we were born again. And they were all by operation. So we stopped. Because the doctor said there's no way my wife can deliver naturally. Then we became born again. And I read Luke chapter 1 verse 37. That says, with God nothing shall be impossible. And I held on to that. So my wife became pregnant. And I said, this time no doctor will be involved. And all the doctors said that I'm about to kill my wife. But I told them that's not written in the Bible. My wife has become pregnant. She will have the baby naturally. And then one evening, we were having Bible study in the home before we go to bed. And we studied the crossing of the Red Sea. And we asked, we had two little children with us then. And we asked one of them, what do you understand by this? And one of them said, when God is with you, where there is no way before, there will be a way. And I am repeating the same thing to somebody here this morning. Where there is no way before, there will be a way for you today. I looked at my wife, she looked at me.
Baba, what you, mama? Mama, what you, baba?
We knew it was not that child talking. It is God speaking through the child. The following day, in the evening, we are having Bible study again before we sleep. And we read the story of Peter, where he was put in prison. And an angel came to release him. And we turned to the other child. What do you understand by this? And the child said, when God is with you, closed door will open on their own accord. And I'm saying to you now, because you are going to have a visitor of joy, womb that has been closed will open on their own accord. Tube that has been blocked will open on their own accord. Because when God begins to move, obstacles give way. Obstacles give
way.
And then he arrived. He arrived when Abraham was sitting in front of the tent. He opened the heavens. He stood up. He began to move. Then he arrived. And we know whenever God arrives, prison doors are forced open. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25-26. Acts 16:25-26. The Bible says, when Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, and sang praises unto God, God came to visit them. And there was an earthquake that forced open every prison door. If there is any enemy that has locked you in the prison of barrenness, in that name that's above every other name, the prison doors will be opened today. I said the prison doors will be open today. And then the Bible says, all their yokes, all their bonds were loosed. Because when God arrives, anointing has arrived. And Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, says, every yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. If there is any yoke in your life, maybe it is a covenant, an evil covenant with an evil force, the anointing of God will destroy it today. Maybe it is a link with a spiritual husband or a spiritual wife. The anointing of God will destroy it today. Maybe it is a curse pronounced on the family or pronounced on you yourself. The anointing of God will destroy it today. Every form of yoke that has not allowed you to become fruitful, when the visitor of joy arrives, the anointing of God will destroy them today. So God opened the heavens. He got up from his throne. He began to move. Then he arrived. And when he arrived, he spoke. He said, by this time next year, I will come again, not just to eat now, but to dedicate your child. I have good news for somebody here today. In the name that's above every other name, next year's convention, you'll be among the thousand that will dance forward with your children. Sarah didn't believe. She laughed. What kind of joke is this? But Psalm 33:8-9.
He
said, let the whole earth fear before God. Because when he speaks, it's done. As soon as he spoke, It's already done. In Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11. Isaiah 55, 10 to 11. The Almighty God said, the word that has gone forth out of my mouth will not return to me void. I am standing here this morning as a representative of the Most High God. I am standing here this morning as the oracle of the Most High, and I'm speaking on his behalf. Next year convention, you will come with your own children. Whether the enemy likes it or not, the word has already gone out. It will not return to God's voice. Next year's convention, you will come rejoicing with your children. If you believe that, let me hear you shout hallelujah. The only one that what I'm saying may not affect is the only one who is not surrendered to God. Because miracles are for children of God, not for those who are his enemies. Oh, I don't hate God. He said, those who are not for me are against me. If you have not surrendered your life to him, he says, you are against him. And if you are against him, how can you expect a baby from him? So if you want to surrender your life to him, come now. Come and surrender your life to him. The rest of us, let's stand on our feet and just begin to even praise him, because he has spoken and I know it's going to come to pass. So just begin to bless his holy name. Begin to glorify his holy name. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. You come very quickly and he will save your soul. This is your day of salvation. Come, come. He's the one calling you. He's the Savior. He's the one who can make the impossible possible. Once you give your life to him, everything will become new. Come and surrender your life to him. Come now. Is the one calling you. This is your day. Your day of joy. Come and ask him to save your soul. Ask him to save your soul. Tell him you surrender to him now. And from now on, you will do his will. Just ask him to forgive you. And he will do so. He will do so. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Be thou exalted, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father, my God. Thank you.
I show Jesse.
Thank you. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni ati gbadura.
My Father, my God, I want to thank you for your word. Thank you because this is going to be a very special day in the life of your children. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. All these who have come forward, Father, remember your promise. You said whosoever will come unto you, you will know why it's cast out. They've come now. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Forgive their sins. Let your blood wipe away all their sins.
Write
their names in the book of life. And from now on, let everything become new for them. Even as we pray together now, Father, grant their request also. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody there ready to pray?
Yeah.
Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to pray with all your heart. And I'm joining my faith with yours. I will pray with you as you are praying. And I'm sure God will answer us. So lift your voice to him and say, Father, let the heavens open over me today. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Almighty God, let the heavens open over me today. Today, let the heavens open over me today. Let the heavens open over me today. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, stand up for me today and scatter all my enemies. Let's talk to the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
And then you will say, Father,
oh, we pray, Baba,
every obstacle to my fruitfulness, move them out of the way. Let's talk to the Almighty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father,
Baba,
let me receive visitors of joy today. Let's talk to the Almighty. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Even as God has spoken,
be alone to you.
So shall it be unto you. He has sent his word this morning. That word will bring you healing. It will bring you deliverance. It will bring you open heavens. God will arise for you today. All the enemies of your fruitfulness will be scattered. Every obstacle in the way of your fruitfulness will be removed. You will receive visitors of joy today. Before the end of this month, there will be shouts of joy in your home. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awesome
God.
Bye.
Father, we bless your holy name.
Aba bukoruko mi mo re.
Because we believe you.
Ori agbagbo.
We trust you.
Agbagbo.
That as you have spoken,
ebe ti wi ni.
So shall it be.
Beni yori.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ebe wa ni oruko Jesu.
Father,
Baba,
all your children this morning who had come to visit with you, I pray that by next convention they will dance forward with their children. Within the next 1 year, their own children also will be giving offerings to you. Bless their offering, Lord. Sanctify. Use it for your glory. Let it be well with your children. And very soon, in their individual home, let there be shouts of joy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. The one who will be the first one to testify, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.